White, Adelaide, South Australia, October 25, 1892. Dear son Willie, I received the letter written to Elder Olson and have read it. I am dull, I suppose, of comprehension, for I do not understand in regard to these things of which you state in reference to my books. I have no criticism to make, but when I see you, I can converse with you, and you can make matters plain to me. I can handle my arms better and my limbs better, but I suffer much with pain in kidneys and spine. We have had a few sunshiny days. Yesterday was cloudy, last evening and today rainy and dark. We leave the matter of coming here to your judgment entirely. I would like to have you say, is it best to leave here in season to tarry at Ballarat? Please express your mind in reference to this matter. We shall have to manage so as to get either to Melbourne or to Ballarat before the Sabbath. In regard to hiring a house, I do not really feel that it is the wise thing to do, for we will have all the confusion of getting settled and then unsettling again. If a couple of tents could be pitched in the George's Terrace grounds, we could do nicely, I think, in that way. But after looking over the matter fully, if you see that there is no better way, then move according to your judgment. I do not want to be situated where I must feel that I am expected to entertain company during the meetings. I want to be left as free as possible, and my little family free as possible, untrammeled with company, so that I can attend meetings all that is possible and have perfect rest and quietude after I shall do my duty in meetings. This is a positive necessity for me. I do not care to keep house again until I return from New Zealand. I have had such a siege in housekeeping and burdens with surroundings, I feel it a great relief to be free. Now we can cook and live in these tents and get the sunshine, and you can board with us. Please work to this point. Money paid for rents will pay for tents, and we can be comfortable, I am sure. We have enjoyed our stay here. There has not been one inharmonious note since we have been here. Everything moves on quietly, and the leaven has not been at work. I wish you could have been with us from first to last. I am sure it would have been pleasant for you, and pleasant for us. I cannot have my mind kept on a constant strain of anxiety because of the peculiar elements of our family. Let there be peace. I crave it. I hunger and thirst for satisfied, contented, happy elements to surround me, and I think it is my due. Do not you think so? I am sorry you cannot be here, but you know I am not unreasonable in that line. Wherever it seems to be your duty, then I will not object, but take it as the will of the Lord. I am sure the people here have needed all the help they have received, and after Elder Daniels leaves, we shall do our level best according to the strength the Lord has given us. In regard to Brother Forster, after you stated to me how he was situated, demanding so much to keep his family, I was convinced he could not be employed by the conference. Every move of this kind made to unsettle him will only hurt him. He has some peculiar ideas of his own in reference to his manner of labor, and he will make trouble and confusion in the work unless he has changed materially. Let him work as he is and do what he can to obtain an experience in the work before he is uprooted. I leave these lines with you. If we can get two or three small tents and pitch them, I can sleep in the tent and not have to climb stairs, which I dare not attempt yet, or have to be carried upstairs. I can have the sun all day if I want it. I have had no fire in rooms for about 1 week. Mother.